Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here at Mandarin Oriental Kanawan. Now, where is Kanawan? Well, in our first segment, we've decided where it was. It's in the Grenadines, down in the Caribbean. It's a marvelous small island, and this resort is absolutely amazing. A great getaway. If you want your clients to rest, if they want to relax, if they just want to get away from it in an out-of-the-way location, this is a great place to be. But once you're here, there's a lot of things to do. And that's what we're going to talk about today with my host, actually, Hamal Jain, who's the general manager. And he's going to tell you exactly all the things and wonderful things there are to do. And you're going to find out about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Amal, as I said, in our first segment, we talked about the hotel and all the wonderful, the dining, the rooms, the accommodations, places for rest, the pool. I want to talk about what there is, because this place is massive. How big is this resort?
This is a 1,200-acre resort, and it has two entities. One is a collection of private villas called as Kanawan Estate, and the second one is us, Mandarin Oriental Kanawan. So 1,200 acres.
And there's a lot to do in this 1,200 acres. And let's just talk about some of the activities. Obviously, you have a great golf course. When I first saw it, it's pretty flat. And what are those things on the fairway? Oh, those are turtles, because this is one of the great things. This is the turtle island, Tortoise Island. And it's just incredible. The turtles are amazing. But they also like the golf course. But I assume there are not too many balls hit the turtles. But we'll see what happens. But it is what I didn't realize is that this golf course goes all the way up the hill over from the Caribbean side to the Atlantic side, right?
That's correct. I mean, it's an incredible golf course. I mean, I'm a golfer. 18-hole golf course. The terrain is fantastic. Jim Fazio designed this golf course way back, and very well maintained. The golfers love it, and incredible views. You know, I mean, the 13th hole at the golf course, it has incredible sunsets as well, James.
Well, we're going to talk about that, because I went up there last night for the sunset, and it is amazing. I didn't go golfing this time, but but then you also have your great tennis courts. I think they're lit tennis courts, clay courts, and things
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. Three tennis courts, and they are lit. Yes, you can even play in the night. And the best part is, both golf course and tennis, we have tennis pro and a golf pro. So you can even practice, learn, engage, understand, and just enjoy yourself in the destination.
And it is. And then, of course, I didn't do either of those. I did a little thing called archery, which I've done before, but you know what? I'm not too bad, I decided. Right. I was getting a lot of the bullseyes, and I'm ready to be Robin Hood or somebody, you know, see what happens. But I learned a little archery from a wonderful instructor. So that's another thing you can do. Now, also, you have water sports here. Let's talk about those, because there's obviously we're on right on the beach. We're looking out there, and there's a beautiful reef where the waves are breaking, and incredible different shades of water. And that's a big part of that. So what do you do in terms of the water sports?
Right. So much, James. It has everything for everyone. We have catamaran. You can go on, start snorkeling in the Tobago Cays, middle of nowhere, and that's where the first Pirates of the Caribbean was shot. So we give that experience. We have water tubing on the Atlantic side, which is on our side. Fishing, snorkeling in the reef at the Mandarin Oriental.
That reef is supposed to be spectacular. I didn't get a chance. I got to come back, because I haven't seen the snorkel. I heard the snorkeling is amazing. Right?
Oh, absolutely. Snorkeling is one of the most amazing experiences here. But on top of it, the water activities that we do, and guests love it. They want to, engage themselves, be in the water. Plus the beachside activities. We can even do volleyball games, basketball games, all on the beach. And our team organizes it.
So if you don't like all those activities, you can do some sort of more extreme stuff. You can go for a hike, and you can actually hike up to the top of Mount Royal, which is the big peak we see in the distance across the bay. And that's a bit of a haul, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's an incredible hike, and you get a beautiful view of the Grenadines from the top. And what we also now do is organize a surprise breakfast when you are reaching the peak.
Where's my person? I didn't get that the other day in the afternoon. We did in the morning, too.
Right.
And we came back and had breakfast, so that was okay. But I was missing something at the top.
Yeah, it looks like. I mean, sorry. We we should have organized the breakfast for you as well, but it's when the guest requests, so we do that breakfast as well.
And it is amazing. It is a bit of a hike, and the views that we have are amazing once you get up there, both of the Atlantic side, the Caribbean side, and then of course the airport, everything else below. So that is one of the more extreme ones you can, but it's I think everybody tries to do it at least once, right?
Correct. Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you come into this destination, you have got to do this hike. It's beautiful. You get a fantastic sunrise view and a great glimpse of the Grenadines.
Now, the other thing about this property that people may not know, it's a beautiful property for romance, for honeymoons, for things like that, for couples just trying to find some time away together, but it's also a family resort. And you have a really one of the best kids clubs I've seen, with a whole full staff and really kids for all ages, right?
Oh, absolutely. And James, I must admit, it is one of the best kids club in the Caribbean. It is a proper villa. You have a plunge pool, you know, you have a big pool, and then you have indoor and outdoor space, a beautiful turtle sanctuary. You have people, I mean, our colleagues looking after the kids club, you know, so you can literally drop your kids at 9 o'clock in the morning, be yourself, collect them back at 6 o'clock in the evening. So the couples have had their time, the parents have had their time, and the kids have had their time. So it's one of the most amazing experiences for multi-generational families here.
And then you have pools over there too, and and they can get for different levels. You can have there's a larger pool, there's a kids pool, and then of course that's great. So well, back to the romance part, because you started mentioning one of the things you can do up here. It's called the 13th hole, the sunset. You actually go up in a golf buggy up to the way on the top of the other side of the island, and you're at the 13th hole, and you have set up this wonderful little champagne and hors d'oeuvres area, and you just watch the sunset. It's amazing experience,
right? I mean, that's another beautiful experience. And remember, I was saying about off the beaten path, James, and it is one of those off the beaten path experiences. You know, on the 13th hole, we set up a beautiful sunset viewing experience. Serve you your favorite champagnes, your bubbles, and your fresh canapes, you know, made by Chef Gerardo, and a beautiful experience.
Yeah, and they were very good. I like there was a pineapple with salsa that was kind of a nice. And then we have lovely, and the champagne was wonderful. Now, of course, the other beyond that, you also have tours of the island, of the town, right? And there's a wonderful marina just the other side of the island as well, right?
Correct, absolutely. A stunning Sandy Lane Marina, just about 10 minutes driving distance next to the airport. Mega yachts come in.
Saw a big one yesterday. That was
right, yeah. And guests come in, you know, they can use our facilities, you know, and they can just walk in, no problem. And a lot of guests come in through the marina as well, through their boats.
And you can also see how the locals live, and it really is. There are stores and there are different places and little cafes, and everyone is tremendously friendly, and a lot of them work here.
Absolutely. And out of the 1,500 people that live on the island, about 800 of them are employed by the estate and also the Soho House together. So all in all, I mean, we are also looking after the local community, providing them education. There are two schools, primary and secondary school, that is also built through us, and the kids of the island study in these schools. I just had lunch with the two principals.
Oh, wow. And then, of course, if you want to go beyond that, you got to go to the they call it the mainland, which I always think is funny, because St. Vincent, you go to St. Vincent, which is the capital of this area, and that's where you can get, you know, higher education and college and things like that. Correct. And a lot of your employees here are from St. Vincent, right?
That is correct. So Kingstown, which is in the St. Vincent, is the capital island, and some of our colleagues are from the mainland as well, and they are direct ferries every single day that take you to the mainland.
Yeah, but so it's about an hour and a half, right?
It does, yeah. Fast ferry, hour and a half. Slow ferry is about 2 hours plus.
Okay.
But beautiful way to experience St. Vincent as well.
And we watched it going out the other day in a fast ferry. Now, are there any other things I haven't mentioned that you can do here?
Well, I think you've covered everything, James. Canoan has a lot to offer. Local community, local culture, you know, great cuisine, great food, great restaurants, amazing experiences, a beautiful off-the-beaten-path experience.
Now, because of all the things I just said, and we talked about this in the early interview and just now, about how long do guests stay and how long should they stay?
I mean, typical average length of stay at the property is about five nights. That's our average length of stay. However, if you want to stay for 14 days plus or 10 days plus, you will still not get bored. There are a lot of things to do.
Yeah, and I know that we've met a few people who had been here for 2 weeks, one who was 6 weeks, and it's like, how do you, well, you know what? You get used to it. You get used to the vibe, the whole process and routine. There's always something to do, and sometimes just relax at the pool and find yourself. It's really a great way to do it. Now, again, how can travel advisors really work with you? Because there are all these activities, and I assume you can tell them, yeah, well, what's your client interested in? This is what we have. So you can really tailor a program to what they want to do, right?
Absolutely. I mean, at the reservation stage, once the reservation gets confirmed, our team, our private concierge team, literally sets up an itinerary for the guests coming in. Mm-hmm. We offer plenty of options which the advisors can choose from. We then understand what the guests need, and then we make an itinerary tailored to your requirement. So every guest has a different itinerary that they can use, that they can experience, that they can tailor make according to their needs. So yes, definitely. We cater to all of that.
You did that for me. I have a 4 or 5 page document that tells me everything I'm supposed to do. And I tried to tick it off, but there were times I was like, maybe I'll just stay at the pool for a little while because it's so comfortable and you just watch the sea in front of you, the infinity, and the pool water is amazing. But again, we also wanted to try out all these incredible things. I didn't even get to golf. I didn't even get to tennis here. There are a lot of things I didn't do. I did get out to Shell Beach and did a Hobie Cat sail over there. Just today. So that was great. That was one of the things I wanted to do. And then there are other, you know, other restaurants you have on property that were the estates part. I think there's there is a restaurant at Shell Beach, and then there's this other restaurant we wanted to go to, we never got to, right?
Right. That's Lunch Gayak and Shell Beach. That's on the estate side.
Right.
Another beautiful restaurant, access to the beach. And I guess, James, one important factor is they can just sign off. They don't need to pay there.
Right.
So they just sign off and they get billed at the Mandarin here. So that's the connection. You know, there's no wall between the two resorts and also Soho House, and guests can freely move around between the three properties.
Fantastic. Now, again, where can travel agents go to get more information? It's the website, right?
I think that's the best portal to get to all the information about the property, mandarinoriental.com/canoan.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to tell our advisors about this wonderful property?
I mean, you have heard, right? I mean, amazing experiences. You know, guests will never get bored here. It is an off-the-beaten-path experience, which, honestly speaking, has to be on your bucket list in 2024 and beyond.
Fantastic. Again, Hamal, thank you very much. You've been an incredible host. I've enjoyed the 4 days I've been here immensely. And it is a place you can easily spend 4 days or more here because there's so much to do. And you really get in sync with all the vibe here, the incredible accommodations, the incredible dining, and again, the activities you can do. Again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, James. Such a pleasure, really. Thank you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.